Peah, Perek, Zion, Mishnah Beis. There are a few ways in the Mefarshim how to explain the next Mishnah. We'll explain it according to the Bar Tanura. So, Zayas Shenimsa Omed Ben Shal Shuro Shal Shnei Mabanim Ushchacho Eno Shechacho. So, if there are three rows of olive trees, and one of the middle trees in the middle row is forgotten, it is not considered Shechacho. This is because it is concealed from the view, it is concealed from the view of the owner by the other trees, and it is similar to the case in Perek Hei Mishnah Zion of a sheep that was being covered by the poor people, which is also exempt from Shechacha. The next case, Zayas Sheyesh Bo Sasayim Ushchacho Eino Shechacha. The olive tree has two seah of produce on it. It is not considered Shechacha, since it has so much on it, it was not really forgotten. So the Mishnah continues, Bamed Ramamurim Bizman Shel Hischobo. So this mission is referring back to anything that everything we've discussed so far about the olive tree, that we've learned that an olive tree that has something noteworthy of it, the shame, maisa, makoma, whatever it is, if there's something noteworthy about the olive tree, it's not considered shechacha. So the Mishnah tells us that that only applies if the owner did not start working on harvesting the olives of that tree yet. But once he starts working on that tree and he starts harvesting those olives, no matter how great of a tree it is, if he subsequently forgets to harvest the rest of the tree, it is considered shechacha. The Mishnah continues, Kozman sheyesol sachtav yesol barosho re'me'omer mishetelach ha'macha avei. So the Tanakhama says, there's no shechacha on the olives left on the tree as long as there are still olives left underneath the tree, because the owner is planning on coming back and double checking for the olives that are on the tree. But Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says that even if there is nothing underneath the tree, it is still not considered shechacha until the worker comes with his ladder and inspects the tree for any hidden olives, and only after that is it considered shechacha and the aniyim could come and take it. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. We have seen that aniyim receive lakat shechon peah from grain, but they only get shechon peah from trees. However, the Torah also gives aniyim peret and olelos from the grapevine. This mission discusses peret, and Mishnah Dalet will discuss olelos. So, ezohi peret. So what is considered peret? Hanosher b'shat ha-bitzira. Peret are the grapes that fall off the cluster during the harvest. These grapes belong to the poor. Hayabotzer, let's say he was harvesting. Akotzer sa-eshkol huspach ba'olim lafum yadul aretz v'nifrat harehu shabal ha-bayis. The Mishnah teaches us, if while he was harvesting, he was cutting the cluster, but it got tangled with a branch, and that caused it to fall to the floor, and therefore a few grapes fell off. So this is not considered peret, since they did not fall off as a normal consequence of harvesting, and only because it really got tangled up with the branches. Mishnah continues, Hamaniach ha-sakalkala, tachas ha-gefen, b'shashu votzer, harei zeh, gozel es ha-aniyim. So if someone puts a basket underneath the vine as he harvests in order to catch all the grapes that fall off, so it's considered like he's stealing from the poor. Why? Since the grapes that fall off are considered peret as soon as they are detached from the cluster, when the grapes get gathered into the basket underneath the vine, he's collecting grapes that are not his. Al zen emar on this, if somebody does this, the pasuk says about him, al tasek v'olim. You cannot, the pasuk initially was discussed in Perek Hei Mishnah Vav, that refers to anybody who steals gifts from the poor. That is a big avera and something that we should not do.